This is an office scripting session. So there I was, sitting in my cube, you know, playing Minecraft. Typical day at work. Boss comes by and says, "We just bought Office 365, and it has this new Office client suite. Need you to figure it out, get it deployed. 10,000 seats, I want it done by next week." No problem, right? So I went and grabbed the Office deployment tool, and I grabbed that sample config file, and I fired up Notepad, put some code in place, got the package ready, relied on that built-in spell check and syntax highlighting. Yeah, no such thing, right? This is Notepad we're talking about. And then, because I don't always test my code, but when I do, I test in production, right? I imported the config manager, I made a package, I hit the go button, and everything went wrong. Either it didn't deploy, or it deployed in the wrong fashion, I got the wrong component, something just went completely sideways. Let's not do that. That's not good business. Okay, that's my part. This is Office scripting. What do we call this? The Office Scripts Project, aka.ms/Office Scripts. I'm Josh Gingras. I'm an enterprise TSP out of the North Central District, that is Minneapolis. I am not the star of the show. The stars are Russ and Adam from Valorum Consulting. They are the masterminds behind this project. I think you're going to like it. I think it's going to make your lives easier. I think you're going to be able to deploy Office Pro Plus faster and better with their tools. That said, Russ, take it away.
Hi, my name is Russell Smith. I'm from Valorum Consulting. And if you guys have visited some of the booths, some of the Office booths, especially the deployment, you may have heard of the Script Project. So what is the Office IT Pro Deployment Script Project? Simply put, we are a collection of PowerShell scripts and other solutions to make deploying Office Pro Plus easier and simpler. For over a year, we've been working with deployment experts and customers from around the world to get feedback from them, to identify challenges that they're having, and then we try to find solutions to them for them. All of our scripts are on GitHub. If you guys aren't familiar with GitHub or have never used it, it's okay. GitHub is not just for developers. We have the resources out there. You go there, we have readmes. It's simple. It's just a great place to have these scripts in one location that everybody can get to them. Like Josh said, we have the link to our site. If you're familiar with aka.ms, all you have to remember is Office Scripts. So what can you find on our site? We have many PowerShell scripts that can help you. We have organized them into categories based on the step that you'd use them in your deployment. So whether you're preparing for your deployment, you're actually deploying, or even managing your clients once they're installed. We're community-driven, which means that we depend on people who are actually using this and deploying it to give us new ideas, feedback, to find bugs, and even for people to submit their own code. It's GitHub, so you can submit your own code. We get it, we review it, and if it's good, we'll integrate. We'll put it in our site. So the Office Deployment Tool. Have anybody used or heard of the Office Deployment Tool? So you might already be using it. It's free from Microsoft. It's a utility that allows you to deploy Office Pro Plus in a managed way. It's different, if you're not familiar with it, it's different from the traditional MSI-based way that you're used to deploying. But the nice thing about ODT is you can configure deployment all through a single configuration XML file. So here you can see we have a typical configuration XML file. So you can see we have added Office 365 Pro Plus Retail. We set the language, we set the edition, and even how the updates are controlled. You can even control how the installer works. So you can see display level is set to full, so the user will see the interface, they'll see the progress. If you set it to none, then it'll be a completely silent install. Oops. Sorry. So having that level of control is great, but what if something goes wrong? So you can see we've run the setup with the configuration XML, and we've gotten this error. And if you read the error, you can see it says, is your internet working? Do you have enough disk space? And there's even an error code. So if this is the first time you've seen this error, what you're going to do is you're going to say, is my internet working? Do I have enough free space? You're even going to look up that error code. You may spend a couple of hours troubleshooting, researching, trying to fix this error, only to find It's a miscapitalization in ID. It's like frustrating. So you spend 2 hours troubleshooting this, and it's you have a case-sensitive XML file. So one of our solutions to this problem is we've created a configuration XML editor. So it's a completely web-based GUI interface. And Adam's going to pull up a live demo so you can see it in action here. Give him a second. It's not pulling up. Stop the demo. Bear with us a second here. All right, so maybe we'll skip the live demo. So anyways, so this allows you to create new or edit an existing XML file. It shows you all the options you have available to you. If you saw the live demo, you'd see that as you make changes, the changes would be in real time. We even have highly sophisticated functionality like undo and redo. And this is based on my own personal experience using the site, having configured a section and then hitting clear and then it's gone. So we provide that. Plus, if you notice, we have a tool section, and we have an install toolkit. The install toolkit is an application that provides the same functionality as the configuration XML editor on the web, but since it's an application, we can do even more. We can allow you to download your source files locally, and even create an MSI wrapper for ODT, which makes it flexible for existing installs if an MSI is required. This is a great resource, and we're going to continue to add functionality to this application as needed. So we have a list of different solutions or functions we can provide. The great thing about these is it can make your deployment simpler and easier and allow you to spend a lot less time and effort actually doing your deployments. One of the scripts that we have that's very popular is the Migrate Office Group Policy Settings. So say if you have group policy settings for a previous version of Office, and you have group policy settings configured for them. Well, if you're going to Office Pro Plus, it's a version of Office 2016, so you're going to have to use the Office 2016 ADMX files. So what that means is you're going to have to transfer your files from the previous version to 2016. If you just have a few settings, then this isn't a big deal. But if you have hundreds of settings, this could be an administrative nightmare. So what we have a script that you can run, you simply point it to the group policy and run it, and it will automatically transfer settings. So what could take you hours will just take seconds now. We also have a download Office channel bits. How many of you have heard of Office channels? Have you been to the booths and have talked about the channels? So one thing, if you're going to use local sources, if you're not going to update from CDN, you use local sources, you're going to have to download those files and put them somewhere. If you've used ODT, to download the files, you have to generate a configuration XML file and run ODT, and it only allows you to download one channel at a time. So with this script, it'll allow you to download multiple channels all in one call. So if you guys are like to automate things, create scheduled tasks to do things, this is a great script. It will download all this, the latest source files from the CDN to a local source. So this is a list of some of what we have, but to be more specific about deployment, I'm going to pass it over to Adam.
All right, can everybody hear me?
Yeah, mic check.
Thanks, Russ. My name is Adam. I also work at Valorem Consulting. And I got to be really careful about how much time I spend up here speaking to you guys. I tend to get a little excited when I start talking about PowerShell and all the different deployment solutions that we've come up with. And just in my opinion, I think I get the really fun piece to this presentation. This is the meat. This is what's part of the title. Hopefully why you guys are here. So let's jump into it. I think the first question we need to ask is, why PowerShell? Why do we want to use PowerShell to deploy Office Pro Plus? Well, I'm sure a lot of you have used PowerShell. We use it day to day, in and out, but there's probably a lot of us that haven't actually come up with our own scripts before. And like Russ just mentioned, we use PowerShell to reduce the amount of time we actually spend in Office deployments. And we have to come up with a way to make sure that these scripts are going to run not just in one environment, but in all environments, small, large, complex, diverse. PowerShell is going to give us the agility that we actually need to do this. So how do we do it? How do we make PowerShell work in everyone's environment? Well, first off, the scripts are modular. So every script has its own unique job and its own purpose, but we can piece these scripts together. We use them to work together, and when we do that, we can programmatically come up with a complete automated deployment solution. And this is where we get into it. So, like Russ mentioned before in the XML editor, I wish you guys could have seen how we go through and just click buttons and create these configuration files. One of the very first challenges when we talk about deploying Office Pro Plus is creating these configuration files. Now, if we want to use things to standardize deployments like the XML editor, that's great. It's going to save you a ton of time, a lot of headaches, and you're going to get it right 100% of the time without worrying about formatting errors and things like that. What if we want to take it one level further? Let's say we're going to make these dynamic deployments. We want to make sure that users get everything that they have installed, and that passes over into the migration, the actual upgrade that we say we're giving them. So what we do is we have this script, and this is our solution to dynamically creating these configuration files. It's called generate-odt configuration XML. And by just giving it a target file path, that's where the file is going to be saved to, and we specify a language. Now, there's a few other parameters for languages. You can specify all system languages, just office languages, user profile languages. But for this example, we're going to say all in-use languages. And it compiles a configuration file based on what's already installed on that system. So we can see on the system we ran this on, it had English, Spanish, Korean languages. We had 32-bit, even found Visio on there. They added all the languages to those products and saved it in that file path that we told it in that temp directory. This is how we reverse engineer the way that we generate configuration files. So if you have a large, a diverse, a complex environment, and you have offices in other cities, organizations, everybody speaking different languages, this is how you're going to reduce the amount of time that it's going to take you to create all these different configuration files, and the script's going to take care of that hard work for you. So that's great. So now that we've captured a user's configurations, what do we do with that? What's the next step? The next step is there's still things that we're going to standardize. There's still things that we need to have control over. And then obviously we need to push out Office. So if we take a look here, we can call the same command to generate. We dynamically generate that configuration file. But then we're just going to pipe in another function, set-odt-add. So when we look at configuration files, there's different attributes, different elements. And this set-odt-add command sits inside another script called edit-office-configuration-file. And that script consists of every single function that you're going to need to actually modify these configuration files. So it allows us to dynamically create these files, but we also get to have our own control. We also get to standardize the things that we need. And, you know, for here I'm going to standardize the source path. I'm going to say, you know, some server share. We're going to standardize current. So everybody that's going to get this deployment, they're going to have that source path. They're going to get the current channel. And, you know, I could do things too. I could expand it. I could say, what if we want to enable updates? Well, we just pipe in the command set-odt updates. I want to enable logging, set-odt logging. All these functions are named according to their purpose. Again, making it easier for you. And it's going to save you time. So for this example, we're just going to standardize the server share. We're going to standardize the channel. And then lastly, we take that result and we pipe that into an install office click to run command. And this is just output. You can see you can hide that if you want, but it'll track where the deployment's at. So that's great. So PowerShell gives us the flexibility and consistency that we need, where we can create these dynamically generated configuration files, but still standardize other settings. Now, that was an example. That will install Office. You can run that. It'll install Office on the computer. But we have to take it one level further, one step further, because that's not a fully automated solution. So what we've come up with, and if you go to the GitHub site, the AKA MS Office scripts, you're going to see a list of example scripts out there. And we've tried to come up with our own scenarios. We've had feedback from users really around the globe of scenarios that they're in, from Microsoft engineers, what they're dealing with. We tried to compile a list of common scenarios that we might run into. And you'll see a list of examples out there. And so, for example, there's several, you'll see that you can convert 32-bit to 64-bit installations. There's scripts out there where, an example script that shows you how to exclude apps. So you're working on a deployment, but you don't want users to get access or OneDrive, things like that. There's example scripts to do that. Now we get it. There's no way we're gonna be able to come up with every single scenario there is. So these example scripts are a great way for you to identify how we actually bring these different scripts together. It introduces the modularity of what we have. So you can go out there, and that's the other beautiful thing about putting these on GitHub, and they're open source. So you can go out there, you download them, you put them on your computer, you look through the examples, maybe you need this, and then you plug it in with that. And I'll just use an example. Let's say the deploy generic script has everything we need. That will actually give us the automated deployment, but we need to exclude access and Groove or OneDrive. So we'll go to that script, we'll go to that example script, take the piece that we need from there, which is really just calling that edit configuration file. We're setting that property, saving it inside the deploy generic script, and we have our solution. And this is just an example of one of the scripts out there. And this script right here, I'm sorry it's hard to see for some of you guys. I don't want to speak a whole lot into it, but it shows how we dynamically deploy these things. We set all these settings, so you can run this on a particular machine, and it'll do a fully automated Office deployment. So we set the script path. We dot source the scripts. Dot sourcing it's critical. We have to do it. So dot sourcing will take a function inside of a script, and it broadens the scope. So the script can actually, that function can actually be ran outside of the script. So we'll dot source, and that's critical when we're calling the set-odt and then the attributes in there. Target path, source path, and just call that one command line that we need. This is a full dynamic solution as far as deploying Office. And again, we haven't thought of everything. So we really encourage you, and we really encourage the community to go out there, take a look, see what's out there, experiment with it, play with it. And if there's something that you don't see that quite fits your own unique deployment scenario, let us know. There's feedback on the GitHub site. There's an issues tab there you can go to. Give us your ideas. It's critical, not just ensuring the success of our project, but making sure the scripts are useful, people are using them, because they're getting used across the globe, so we're really able to reach a wide set of different scenarios.
So some of you may ask, well, I have Configuration Manager, and how do I use these scripts with Configuration Manager? So that's something else that we have. We have scripts that will actually automate the configuration of Config Manager to utilize these scripts. We don't have enough time to talk about them today, but if you want to check out these other sessions, there is a deep dive later on just covering that script, just how to use that script with Configuration Manager. So we highly suggest you guys check out these other sessions. So that's all we've got for now. If you guys have any questions, we'll be on the side. And then also, we are at the Office Deployment and Management booth. So if you guys think of anything later, just come by and see. We'll be there. Thank you.